Chapter 1. Meet the Digital Nomad. There was a time when you couldn't turn your head without seeing someone promoting the Digital Nomad lifestyle. Runaway bestsellers like Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek promoted freedom and the life of your dreams being just a few keyboard strokes away. The 9-to-5 was for suckers. Learn a few simple secrets and limitless travel awaits. Maybe you were tempted. Maybe you still have a copy of that book on your shelf or ads popping up on your Facebook timeline. Maybe you flirted with the idea of being a nomad. But life has a way of, well, getting in the way. Borders closed and then opened again. Life got more expensive. Work got busy. Time passed. Books gathered dust on the shelf and the dream faded. Or maybe you took the other path, the road less traveled by. You set out, passport and laptop in hand, to conquer the world one Wi-Fi hotspot at a time. Untethered is for those who have made, or attempted to make, the second choice, and what it actually looks like. You'll be able to peek behind the curtain at the real face of the digital nomad lifestyle. You will discover that, far from the ripped Instagram models sipping pina coladas by MacBooks in Thailand, the real face of long-term travel can look a bit more like this. Tom Brown, an English travel writer who, despite starting from zero barely a year ago, now lives and travels the world on the back of his writing, and he'll explain exactly how he does it. Nora Dunn, a Canadian business owner, blogger, and speaker, one of the OG digital nomads, she is a leading expert on how digital nomads finance their lives and travels. She shares her personal story and experience. Jennifer Roberts, the editor and customer service manager, who performs a range of communication, writing, and project management jobs remotely from bases as far afield as South America and Eastern Europe, between occasional visits home to Illinois. Barry Kirkham, a British businessman and graphic designer, who networked and hustled his way to turning a small local magazine into a global business that he runs from the branches of Brazil and the cafes of Poland. Enrique Huga, the Florida-born business owner who used the connections he made while living in Asia to launch his own widget company with just a few $100s to his name. The risk paid off, and his 7-figure business now takes him around the world on his own terms. Sarah Cash, an American globetrotter who works remotely for a travel company and has been exploring the world virtually nonstop since she was fresh out of high school. Raven Patzke, the Los Angeles barista who quit her job and reinvented herself as the globetrotting virtual assistant to a famous artist. Kathy Raymond, an English teacher from the United States who has lived and traveled in some of the most challenging and exotic countries on the fringes of Europe and Asia, like Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Ivy Rath, the former remote service implementation manager who traveled the world serving complex coding problems and now enjoys a more relaxed but equally global life as a multi-talented freelancer for a range of diverse clients. Harry Cunningham, a Kiwi, New Zealand expat in London, who manages to take his project management job on the road for months at a time, working out of Greece or Poland or Italy as part of his company's remote work plan. Bart Ock, the Anglo-Polish photographer, entrepreneur, and editor, who manages to eke out enough income strictly from his passions to travel the world on a budget, going wherever his soul leads him. Henry Worsley, the swashbuckling young journalist and drop-in tour guide who dashes off to the likes of Kyrgyzstan or Ukraine while taking breaks from his English literature degree at Oxford University. Justin Dinya, an American political communication specialist with a full-time job for a congressman who spends months of the year working with a laptop from the cafes of Spain, France, and Portugal. Some of the examples above will resonate with you and some won't. As we go through, you'll discover a menu of options that you can mix and match as you create a location-independent lifestyle that works for you. You'll be prepared for some of the bumps you're likely to encounter on the road, and will have learned some potent skills you can apply to other aspects of your work and home life, even if you decide, like many people do, that staying home is the best for you after all. Throughout this book, you'll hear from all of the digital nomads mentioned above in their own words. They'll talk honestly about their experiences, where they have lived and traveled, their advice for you, what they wish they'd known when they were first starting out. Some have written extensively and emotionally, others are more clipped and casual. My intention has been to preserve their authentic voices with as little editing as possible to showcase the true diversity of the kinds of people who can become digital nomads. Not everyone is a swashbuckling wanderer. Not everyone is a financial genius travel hacker. Here we'll meet them all so you can understand the difference. You will resonate with and agree with some of what you read, and others won't quite fit with you. That's the point. Digital nomads are all different. You will see things you can select, embrace, and learn from in order to become the kind of long-term traveler who you may want to be.